Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Jen's the mother of two teens. Her online shopping cart is always full of amps and auxiliary cables, so you might think she's funding her kids' garage band. But what you don't know is she's actually the one shredding on stage. With TransUnion's 360-degree view of consumer identity, you can get a clear picture of your marketing audience and reach people like Jen with messages that are more headbanger, less homebody. See how TransUnion is bringing clarity to marketing chaos through deeper insights, smarter reach, and precise measurement at transunion.com/clarity.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Derek Moody is with me, who's a former campaign strategist, to talk about presidential campaigns. Because, Derek, it is over the next few weeks that people will want to make a final decision if they are going to run. Is that fair?
I think that's a fair assessment, because there's a lot of work to be done before the campaign starts in any way, shape or form. Most importantly, fundraising, because presidential elections are expensive business. If you look back as presidential campaigns, and we only really have three presidential campaigns over the last 28 years. We had one in 97, we didn't have one in 2004, we had one in 2011, and we've had one each campaign since then. But in the last two campaigns, their winning candidates or the people who are in the top three were spending 300,000 plus. So it's a lot of money to raise, a lot of stuff, but in terms of which avenue, just, you know, there are many ways of been nominated to run for the presidency. So those who are not going through the party route, they'll need to start planning soon about what councils they want to target, what councillors they're going after, and so to secure nominations. So I think we're not far off that point here.
So there's a huge amount of names kind of swirling around: Francis Black, Mairead McGuinness, Bertie Ahern, Heather Humphreys, Fergus Findlay, Sean Kelly, Emily O'Reilly. We won't go through them all. We'll get a clearer sense of who is going to run over the next few weeks. But let's talk a little bit then about the campaign, about what it involves running a presidential campaign. So that money that's needed, 200,000 to 300,000 euro, what are the big ticket items that is spent on?
In the past, it would have been like the likes of postering and kind of billboards and that kind of big advertising. Now it's probably social media. If you look at the last general election, all the candidates between them spent, it's estimated, about 850,000 in the general election on social media advertising. And I think it's probably likely that we're going to see a similar target, a similar figure hit for the presidential election. So that's a big part of it. You would have a campaign bus, so you will have some kind of roadshow. Now, you're not going to have an organisation necessarily throughout the country. Now, for political parties, so they have the benefit of that. But presidential campaigns are essentially air campaigns. So it's high presence, high visibility, getting into studios like this, getting into local radio studios, getting into local newspapers. So there'll be a fair amount of advertising, newspaper advertising, etc., on the lower end of it in local radios. So it's that. But if you look at the breakdown for the last couple of presidential elections, as I say, most of the campaigns that are getting themselves over the 20% mark are spending at least 300, probably closer to 400,000.
Wow. And let's imagine somebody consulted you or asked for your advice over the coming days or weeks. What are the things that you would say to them initially to kind of dispel any romantic notions they have about running for presidency?
To recognise that these are really tough campaigns, because the presidency is not a campaign that's based on issues or based on policies or based on, it is based on personality, and it's based on where the voters, what person do the voters see as symbolising Ireland for the next 7 years. So your first thing would be trying to understand, well, what are the voters looking for in the president right now at the moment? What is it they're understanding? And the whole nature of doing polling for candidates isn't to find out where the voters are and go there. It's to find out where the voters are and see what it is you can do to move them to where you are. And that's a lot of what informs a campaign. Because what you do is you try to find out, is the gap between where what you are putting forward and where the voters are, is that too wide for you to breach? If it is, and then save your money, go home and watch the campaign from a distance if you think you can get it done. And by the way, there's very few people who genuinely don't believe week one of the campaign. And just in preparation for this, I went back and looked at the opinion polling at the last two elections, particularly for the smaller candidates. And in the early stages, so the polls that were done around the end of September in both 2011 and in 2018, the candidates were not too far apart. I mean, okay, you did have front runners. So you had Sean Gallagher the first time.
Yeah.
You had Michael D. Higgins in both of them. And he was very clearly as the incumbent, the front runner. But the smaller candidates, the people who ended up in 3, 4, 5% were at 18, 13, 12% in the first week or two. So what happens is that the campaign takes a momentum of its own, and to be prepared for that and to be ready to respond to that. But your preparation now is, if you're a party candidate, if you're coming through Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael or Sinn Féin, who have the 20 Oireachtas members who can nominate, or perhaps maybe Labour and Social Democrats who would have 20 Oireachtas members between them, your route is quite clear.
Yeah.
But if you're an independent candidate, now you're looking around to the councils, and now you've got a lot of preparatory work to do right from fairly soon. Where are the councils? Where do you think there are enough people? Where do you think you can break away from the main parties? Where are there enough independents? And there's a lot of research we've done on that, a lot of background, a lot of talking to councillors, a lot of talking to council leaders, etc., or group leaders, to see who's prepared to. And part of that is based on looking at previous councils, where did they go, etc. But for example, in 2011, a lot of councils did nominate independent candidates. By 2018, I think about only half did. Only half that number, where the parties literally got back in control and the councils and said, right, we're not nominating anyone.
How difficult is it to craft a message when there are so few powers the president really has? You know, they'll all stray outside of that, you know, and partly it's because they'll be asked questions maybe by people like me about issues that they actually have no control over. So they're going to answer them.
Yeah.
But how is it to, when it comes to crafting the message?
The first thing is to make sure that your candidate gets the limitation of the powers, gets what they do. And it is amazing how many of them are tempted to say, yeah, but I'm going to broaden this. And you go, well, you really don't have the, you don't have, you wish your personality could do that, but I ain't going to do it for you. So what you're trying to do is kind of, how do you embody what Ireland looks like at this point, what Ireland's going to look for the next 7 years? To a certain degree, it's a little bit, and I don't mean to trivialise, a little bit like a job interview. And when you go in for a job interview, chances are the people on the other side of the table have made up their minds, not necessarily about you, but who it is they want, they see in the role. So they will have created this ideal of, this is the candidate we want to see in the role. And at a presidential election, you're trying to see how closely can you fit to that and how can you get the public's perception of what it is they want to look like you. And so it is about, like, are you young, old, what's your outlook, are you looking over the horizon, are you harking back to a more traditional Ireland, etc.? And so there's a whole range of things about how you position yourself in that one. So people who are established politicians, who are established figures, so the Bertie Ahern's or Michael McDougall's or Heather Humphreys or whoever they are, the public will already have a very clear idea of who they are. If you're an independent candidate, a new candidate or a first-time candidate, that's going to be a big job in the first part of it, is establishing who you are. And that's a big thing to do. But especially because you can't really go out and say, well, look, vote for me because I'm a nicer person than those four over there. The importance of the debates can also, we cannot be overstated, which is those initial debates. Mm. It's not that you'll win a debate, it is that sometimes you can really lose it.
How have you seen candidates react to their rejection? I guess, you know, if you're running in a general election, you can rationalise it and say, listen, it was a kind of policy issues or they were sick of us in government or whatever it happened to be. Yeah. But there's much more of a... you're selling yourself much more as a person and your personality when it comes to the presidential campaign. So I could see how maybe you might take it more personally.
Yeah, like rejection is rejection. And when there's big numbers to show that you've been rejected, it's not an easy thing. Particularly when you then get less than 12.5% of the vote and now you're not going to get any of your campaign spending back. So, I mean, that's a double whammy. You need to have, I think ego is too strong a word for the rest of it, but you need to be robust. You need to be able to get out there. And to look at how many of the campaigns over the last two cycles imploded in the early stages. And I'm not going to go through the details, although I'm not saying naming people, it's unfair. But if you look back at 2011 and look back at 2018, people who were front runners the week, first week or two, were back trailers within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Because trivial things or comments that they'd made. By the way, that's the other thing. Sorry, the one thing I didn't mention earlier about your research, which is to do your own negative research, which is to put somebody on your campaign team who says, right, now what can the opposition find against us that is going to embarrass us? What are those things that your candidate is refusing to tell you that they've said in the past? Where is that interview done in somewhere or some studio 5 years ago where in the weak moment you said the wrong thing?
Mm.
And so it's making sure that you've got, you know that, and you're ready to address it.
And from your point of view then, as well as a strategist and manager, how important is timing? There's no sense in hurling well in the league and kind of the wheels that come off
that's
by championship.
The risk, which is the front runners become a target. Particularly for the big parties, because, and again, a lot of this is Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour, Sinn Féin, well, not Labour, but Labour and Soc Dems combined. So are those four big blocks going to put forward candidates? Because if they do, they will be looking to win. And anyone snipping up behind them or slipping in between them will become very, very early targets.
Yeah.
And in both cases, in 2011 and 2018, you saw potential independent candidates being severely targeted by the big parties. Now, not directly, but you can kind of, you can see the undercurrent. And so that's what you're going to have to watch out for.
Right. This is fascinating stuff, Derek. Thanks so many for coming into us. Derek Mooney is a former campaign strategist. Somebody, Tim, suggests we should just get AI to choose our new president. We're using it for everything else. And when wondering whether we'll have a younger president in the future under the age of 45, we don't vote on policy because they don't affect policy. What's the point of it all? Does it really matter, wonders another listener. And somebody else pointing out we did have a contest in 97 between the two Marys, Mary McAleese and Mary Benotti.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.